So with the issue of a woman and a woman in the educational sector, whether in the classroom, in the office, in the kitchen, as a cleaner, as a laborer, what have you, a woman in total is just not your personality, your physical appearance. It has to do with your mental state. It has to do with your medical state. It has to do with your emotional state. And for me, coming in as an assistant secretary, I pray that our delegates will elect the best out. So whoever is going to be the president, I, as an assistant secretary, is going to help the person. Number one, the person is going to come with her visions, because the president is also going to be a woman. Number two, I have my visions. Now what do I do? I'm going to merge my vision with that of my president and other executives. So it is encouraging genuine teamwork, so that we are going to help our women to become women of excellence. Now, the women of excellence is not about rubbing shoulders with the men in the society. No. We are going to look at what do we do in our own small way to be self-sufficient, to be able to support men or other women colleagues. When we say women empowerment, sometimes we misunderstand it to be women rights, or standing up for your rights, or we say that what a man can do, a woman can do better. No, it is about complementing efforts in our homes, in our offices, in our society, irrespective of who our leaders or our bosses are. When you look at the motto for the Igbo International School, for instance, it says brighten your corner. So you as a woman, what are you going to do to brighten your corner, in quotes and unquotes? So I'm going to look at the resources we have at our hands. I'm going to look at the human beings we are working with. I'm going to look at our mental health as a woman. Sometimes you are home, a lot of things are happening, maybe at the family level. You go to work and productivity is low. They may say because it's a woman, she cannot handle her responsibilities. But then, there are other problems. Her mental health is not very stable. Emotionally, she's not okay. So we are going to look at programs and projects that are going to help us to manage certain challenges we have. And that is what I mean by women of excellence. It is not that we are not going to have challenges, but how to live with the challenges, and then even in the midst of the challenges, how we are going to bring out the best in our homes, in our workplaces, in our societies, and then to our dear nation. And so I would like to stop here and take in some more questions if there is any. Thank you so much once again for having me.